Shalom, brothers and sisters. Greetings in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is again Brother Edgardo Rezos from the Philippines, and it's my lot to share to you little thoughts from the Word of God again for this week's daily devotion. And I want to thank again the brothers, Brother Andrew Fury and Brother Jesse and Sema, for making this platform of fellowship possible for each one of us. We start our day meditating God's Word, a beautiful and right start of the day. Amen. This has been a platform of blessing for us. This has been a useful platform wherein we can have fellowship with one with another by the ministration of the Word, by the able ministers of God from different places. And thanks to the able ministers also that do ministrations of the Word in this platform. May God bless you even more. Amen. We have really used technology wisely. We have used the technology in such a way that our Maker is glorified. Amen. And so we will start this day with a prayer. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to be at your table daily with your able ministers. Thank you, Lord, for making us filled with eagerness to hear your word. And for this day, thank you for waking us in your presence with joy in our hearts. Amen. And this is another day to ponder upon your goodness, upon your love to each and every one of us, another day to have fellowship with you, the one and only true God. And thank you for this privilege, Lord. Bless our week as we commit it unto you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, good morning once again. I want to speak this week on the foregrounds and the stature of a perfect man. The foregrounds and the stature of a perfect man. The foregrounds we can read in Matthew 13, and the stature of a perfect man in 2 Peter chapter 1. Amen. I want to make harmony, a harmonious understanding between these two topics, and which I deem it very important for us to understand God's workmanship in our lives, from foreknowledge down to predestination, even until glorification. Some of our friend, some of the end time message believers are drawn into believing that it is already by the works that we can endure to the end and be raptured. Yes, there are nowadays believers of the end time message that believe not on eternal security, that a believer could be chosen and called and saved by God, and yet still could lose his salvation. They even cited scriptures to defend their claims, and even engaged in formal debate with some of the born again Christians. And I want you to know, brothers and sisters, but that Brother Branham believed 100% in eternal security. Of course, the right understanding, of course. Amen. Now, how about you, brothers and sisters? Do you still believe in eternal security 100%? Amen. Amen. Now, let us open our Bibles These are scriptures where these believers got their ideas. In the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26 and 27, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26 and 27, "For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fair indignation, which shall devour the adversaries." Amen. Now, Hebrews 10, 26, 27, in this scripture, it says here that if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, we could fall and no more sacrifice for sins awaits us. And so we are already reserved for judgment. And with this, they already concluded that once saved, always saved doctrine is wrong. And so there is no eternal security for us. We are really not secured 100%. Now, for this, brothers and sisters, my question for you is, are you thinking the same? While reading this scripture now, are you thinking the same? Another scripture that they use to defend their claim is in the book of Psalms, chapter 69. Psalms chapter 69 and verse 28. Psalms 69, verse 28. "Let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteous." Let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteous. And in Revelation chapter 3, verse 5, Revelation chapter 3, verse 5, "He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." Amen. Amen. Now, in these scriptures that we read, it seems that there are those whose names were written in the book of life, and that God said that their name should be removed. Let them be blotted out from the book of the living. Amen. And so they said, in this case, eternal security does not make sense, and once saved, always saved doctrine lost its meaning with these scriptures. Do you believe the same, brothers and sisters? Upon reading the scriptures, especially in Psalms 69, verse 28, upon reading that scriptures, do you believe the same? That eternal security does not make sense, and once saved, always saved doctrine lost its meaning with these scriptures that we read. Now, there are still many scriptures they hold that they think would support their claim. Now, what I am presenting to you, brothers and sisters, are a real scenario, real, shall I say, confusion that end-time message believer circle is having. And so there is a need for us to check our Bibles again, closer this time, and check who are these people who could do or sin willfully after having received the knowledge of the truth, and then the Bible said, "Let them be blotted out from the book of the living." Amen. Now, let us be reminded of the scriptures on the sovereignty of God. Let us open our Bibles to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 28 to 30. "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknew, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Amen. Amen. Now, it is God who purposed in himself, before the foundation of the world, in eternity, everything he desired, he planned. Amen. And in this scripture reading, we can see in Romans chapter 8, we can see that it is him who worketh all things for his divine pleasure. And as for his plan upon us, he worketh all things from foreknowledge to predestination, to calling, to justification, to glorification. Everything is his workmanship. He foreknew, he predestined, it is him who called, it is him who justified, and it is still him who will bring us to glory. Amen. It's all his workmanship. It's all his decision. Nothing is from us. Amen. That's his sovereign will. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, Brother Branham, when he speak of these things, he said, calling goes back to predestination. And predestination goes back to foreknowledge. So, brothers and sisters, before calling happens, there was predestination. The ones who were called were the ones predestinated before with God in eternity, in his thought. Amen. And those predestinated were the ones foreknown by him. Amen. Now remember, brothers and sisters, that everything that happens in time already transpired in the infinite mind of God. That is why oftentimes God speak of things as if it already happened, as if it already existed. He made Abram a father of many nations even before the seed came on the scene. Romans 4:17. Amen. And the lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. Revelation 13 verse 8. And the lamb was already glorified before the foundation of the world. Amen. Jesus said, glorify me, the glory which I receive from the foundation of the world. You see, everything that happens in time already transpired in the infinite mind of God. Amen. Amen. Now, in Isaiah 14, this will concretize what I am saying. Isaiah 14, verse 24, the Lord of hosts hath sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have purposed, so shall it stand. Amen. Amen. And so whatever God has thought, whatever God has purposed in his infinite mind in eternity, it is the one that is fulfilling in time. It is the one that is manifesting in time. Amen. And so, what is in God's foreknowledge that enabled him to choose and predestine his elect? Amen. Brother Branham always cited Romans 9, verse 15, or 15 to 16. Romans 9, 15 to 16, he said, the Bible said, for he said unto Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Amen. It is not of him that willeth. It is not of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Amen. So it is not that I was willing. Amen. It is not that I was seeking and chose God. Amen. It is God Himself in His own good pleasure who chose us. And so it will follow, brothers and sisters, that the understanding that in the foreknowledge of God, God foreknew all those who will receive the word. God foreknew all those who will come and receive the word and predestined them would be somewhat questionable because, you see, in reality, in its fulfillment, in time, the Bible said in Romans 3, verse 10, in Romans 3, verse 10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are all they are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Amen. So, it is even questionable, brothers and sisters, to say that God foreknew who will receive the word and predestined those men. Because in time, in fulfillment, in manifesting time, the Bible said, it is God who worketh in us. It is God who worketh in us both to will and to do His own good pleasure. It is God who worketh in us. It is God who works inside us to will His will, amen, and to do His will. And to have a desire on spiritual things, to have a desire on His word, God should work in us first, amen. And that is His grace. That is His love, amen. It's His workmanship in us that makes us will His will, willing, amen. And so if God waited for us to accept His word and then predestined, that would be impossible, brothers and sisters. Do you understand that? There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. That they are all together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. That is the reality. That is the real scenario. Amen. And on the other way around, it cannot be also that God just choose whom He wants to choose and reject all those He wants to reject. No. If God chose without any basis, then I will say that all will be saved and no one will be in hell. Why do I say so? Because Peter said in Second Peter, Peter said, God is not willing that anyone should perish, but that all should come to repentance. All should come to repentance. Did you read that? Yes, amen. But for me, knowing in advance who will come and who will not is a questionable thing. Because in a real scenario, in time, in fulfillment, in the manifestation time, the Bible said they are all gone out of the way. They are all gone out from the word. Amen. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is no one that seeketh Jehovah. Amen. And there is no exemption to this. All are gone out of the way. All are gone out of the word. Both the Jew and the Gentile. Amen. Can you see that? Nobody is willing. See? If the word just come being preached and that we alone without the desire of God in us, nobody would accept and come to God. If our manhood with our carnality are just left there alone without the grace and the workmanship of God first in us, we can never even recognize the message of our day. That is true. Amen. Do you understand that, brothers and sisters? Amen. So it takes more grace of God to recognize His message. It takes grace of God to recognize His voice. Amen. Amen. Now, let us closely examine this tomorrow. How did God predestinate? What was His basis in election? What was in His foreknowledge that He chose you and me to be under His grace, and others are left alone? Amen. Now, continuing tomorrow, we will be talking about the four grounds in Matthew 13. Because I believe, brothers and sisters, this was the basis of God in election and predestination. And so, all issues and confusions as to eternal security will be hopefully ironed out, God willing. Amen. May God give His wisdom as we discuss this topic through this week. Remember me in your prayers, brothers and sisters. And just I'm going to leave you with this scripture. Remember, brothers and sisters, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they followed me, and I gave them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man plucked them out from my hand." Amen. That is eternal security, brothers and sisters. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord.